This is the Sakar Moli of 6th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the time of Amrit Vela is very good. Therefore wake up early in the morning, sit in solitude and have a sweet conversation with Baba. Question. What knowledge very much helps you become a constant yogi? Answer. The knowledge of the drama. Whatever happens, it is destined in the drama. Your stage should not fluctuate at all. No matter what the situation is like, even if there is an earthquake or a loss in business, let not the slightest doubt arise in you about anything. This is known as being a Mahavir, courageous soldier. If you don't have accurate knowledge of the drama, you continue to shed tears. Having knowledge of the drama very much helps you become a constant yogi. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. You children understand very well that it is now the end of this impure world. It is now the beginning of a pure world. Only you children know this. It is only you children who receive these directions, or Srimad. Who is giving you these? God, the Highest on High. He continues to explain to you that you have to become pure from impure. This knowledge is for you. Everyone else is impure. This impure world is definitely to be destroyed. Those who indulge in vice are called impure. The father explains, you have been causing one another sorrow for birth after birth. This is why you have experienced sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. You continue to make one another impure. Although they call out that they are impure, this doesn't fully sit in their intellects. They call out, purifier come, and yet they don't stop becoming impure. You now understand that it is all about becoming pure. You need someone who can explain all of this. There is only the one who can explain this. None of those gurus can purify anyone. You have to become pure, not just for one birth, but for birth after birth. Those of you who are knowledgeable, go ahead fast. This is fixed according to the drama. You also need to be very courageous. That can only come about by your staying in remembrance of the Father. The Father sits here and explains to you very well. Baba says, wake up early in the morning and remember Baba. That is a very beautiful time to stay in remembrance. It is called dawn. On the path of devotion, people say, remember God in the early morning hours, O mind. The Father too says, wake up early in the morning and remember the Father, and you will enjoy yourself a great deal. While sitting in remembrance of the Father, you should think about how to explain to others. The atmosphere at Amrit Vela is very pure. During the day you are engaged in your mundane business. Until midnight there is an impure atmosphere. Sages, holy men and devotees all perform devotion in the early morning hours. In fact, they can stay in remembrance throughout the day too. They remain engaged in their business, but their intellects would be connected in yoga to the deity whom they worship. However, no one is able to remain like that. On the path of devotion, although they make effort just to have a glimpse, they don't receive anything. While doing worship, they have to become Tamo Pradhan. On the path of devotion too, they offer a sacrifice to Shiva. They call that sacrificing the self at Kashi. They dive into a well while remembering Shiva. That is their sacrifice to Shiva. That is the sacrifice of the path of devotion. This is the sacrifice of the path of this knowledge. That is difficult, and this too is difficult. There is no benefit through that on the path of devotion. That is like a soul committing suicide of his body. That is not knowledge. They also say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. Only the One Father is soul conscious, and he explains to you children that he alone is the Supreme Soul. It is the greatest lie to say, I, the soul, am the Supreme Soul. That's impossible. The Father says, I only come to purify the impure, and so I am purifying you now. Nevertheless, whatever is to happen in the drama will happen. For instance, if an earthquake takes place or the roof falls in, that is called destiny. It happened like that in the previous cycle too. There is no need to fluctuate even slightly over that. You have to remain very firm on the drama. This is known as being a courageous soldier. So many people have accidents, etc. Are any of them protected? It is fixed in the drama. Such are their parts in the drama. Those who don't understand the drama remember bodies and continue to shed tears. They can never remember Shiv Baba because they don't love Shiv Baba. They don't have that true love. There has to be total love for the Father. Every cycle you become those whose intellects have love for Shiv Baba. You wouldn't say that the deities had intellects with love for the Father. They attained their status by having love at this time. There they wouldn't know anything. Throughout the whole cycle, you don't know anything about Shiv Baba, which would enable you to love him. The Father has now given you his introduction. The Father says, now break away from everyone else and connect yourself to me alone. This is definitely the time of destruction. You children know this, whereas people are in extreme darkness. You now understand that you have to claim your full inheritance from the Father. Without staying in remembrance, you cannot become Satopradhan. Each of you, become a surgeon and examine your own illness. Follow Srimat and see how much you love the Father. It is good to remember the Father at Amritvela. The early morning hours are very good. There won't be any storms of Maya at that time. There is no benefit in doing tapasya till midnight, because that time is very dirty. The atmosphere is very bad at that time. Therefore, leave that until after 1 a.m. in the morning. The atmosphere is good after 1 a.m. The Father says, yours is easy Raja Yoga. Therefore you may sit comfortably. Baba tells you his own experience of how he talks to Baba. Baba, how wonderful this drama is. Look how you come and make the impure ones pure. Look how you change the whole world. It is a great wonder. Just as the Father has these thoughts, so you children should also have thoughts about how to take the boat of human beings across. The Father says, you continue to call out, O purifier, come. Now that I have come, don't become impure. Don't become impure and then come and sit in the gathering. Otherwise you would make the atmosphere impure. Baba comes to know. In Delhi and Bombay, those who indulged in vice would come and sit there. It is remembered that devils came and sat to create obstacles. Those who indulge in vice are called devils. They spoil the atmosphere. The punishment is very severe for them. Baba explains everything. Nevertheless, they can't stay without causing themselves a loss. They even tell lies. They should instantly write to Baba and say, "Baba, I made this mistake. Please forgive me." Write about your sins. Otherwise, those sins will continue to increase and you will end up in the extreme depths of hell. They come to receive something, but in fact, they cause themselves a loss. This too is part of the drama. There were such devils in the previous cycle. They still exist now. They put nectar aside and drink poison. They harm themselves and also cause others a loss. They spoil the atmosphere. Not all teachers are the same. There are elephant riders, cavalry and infantry. You children should have a lot of happiness. You have found the Father. What else do you need? Yes, you definitely have to look after your children, etc. Don't think that all of them belong to Baba and that you can therefore say to Baba, "Baba, you look after them. I now belong to you." The Father explains, while living at home with your families, become as pure as a lotus. Don't perform impure actions. The first thing is lust. It was because of this that Draupadi called out for protection. She called out when the Father, who could hear her, had come. No one calls out for protection, for purity, before he comes. To whom would they call out? It is because Baba has come that they call out. Where would they go after becoming pure from impure? They have to return home, and this is the time to do that. The bestower of salvation for all and the liberator is one. There is sorrow here. None of the sages or holy men can be happy here. Everyone has one type of sorrow or illness, etc., or another. There are even blind and crippled gurus. They must definitely have performed such actions for them to become blind or crippled. There won't be anyone blind or crippled in the Golden Age. People don't understand this. Only the Father comes and explains this. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. All the rest is devotion. The path of devotion is separate. That is the path for coming down the ladder. It takes 84 births to come down into a life of bondage. It then takes a second to go into a life of liberation. That is, only if you follow that one's directions and remember the Father. It is number wise. They say it would be good if we could have so and so as our teacher. It is because they are weak themselves that they ask for a teacher to visit them for 2 to 4 months. Baba says, "This too is a mistake. Why do you remember your teacher when Baba tells you something very easy? Simply remember the Father and spin the discus of self-realization. Also explain this to others. That's all." What would the teacher go and do? This is a matter of just a second. By becoming engaged in your business, you forget to do that. Even then, the teacher would say, "Man, man above, some simpletons don't understand anything and say they want a good teacher." You too have received this knowledge. Remember the Father and the inheritance. Renounce body consciousness. To say, "This is my center," that is that one's center. Why does this student go there? All of these things are of body consciousness. All the centers belong to Shiv Baba. They are not yours. Why do you feel that so-and-so is not going to your center? He can go anywhere. Baba always says, don't ask anyone for anything. You can understand what you will receive if you don't sow seeds. On the path of devotion too, they donate and perform charity. On the path of devotion, you do everything for God indirectly. People give a lot to sannyasis. Normally donations are made to the poor, not to the wealthy. The donation of food is the best of all. The father explains that when you donate, you receive the fruit of that in your next birth. God gives everyone the fruit of that. Sages and holy men cannot give any return. It is only the one father who gives that. He can give it through anyone. The father explains, you used to give in the name of God, and he used to make sure that you received the return of that in your next birth. I have now come to you directly. You will now receive the return for 21 births. Death is standing just ahead. On the path of devotion, you were not told that death is standing in front of you, and that you must therefore use everything you have in a worthwhile way. You weren't told that. The Father now explains to you, anyone who wants to can open this spiritual hospital. Some people say that they will build a building in which you can open this hospital. The Father says, if you build a building today and you die tomorrow, everything would finish. There is no guarantee for your body. Just keep one room in the home you have now, in which you can open a spiritual hospital and spiritual college. When you benefit many, you will claim a very high status. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Follow Srimat and examine yourself to see if you have true love for the One Father at this time of destruction. Have I broken away from everyone else and connected myself to only the One? Do I perform any sinful actions and thereby become a devil? Examine yourself in this way and transform yourself. 2. There is no guarantee for your body. Therefore, use everything you have in a worthwhile way. In order to make your stage constantly stable and unshakable, continue to move along while keeping the understanding of the drama in your intellect very well. Blessing. May you become a victorious Master Almighty Authority by surrendering yourself and stop being defeated again and again. Create every thought and perform every action while considering yourself to be a victorious jewel and you will never be defeated. A Master Almighty authority can never be defeated. If you are defeated again and again, you will have to be punished by Dharam Raj. Those who are defeated will have to make garlands in the future. They will have to garland many idols from the Copper Age onwards. Therefore, instead of being defeated, surrender yourself and promise to adopt your perfect form, and you will then become victorious. Slogan: the words sometime show weakness, and so do not say, "I will do it sometime," because you have to do it now. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. I am a player on this unlimited stage. The stage of a player gives you the experience of remaining constantly cheerful. Whatever the situation, people of the world would say that it is a calamity, but a player who is constantly playing a game and seeing everything as a detached observer will consider that calamity to be a game, and with the power of tolerance, experience it as entertainment. Om Shanti.